just no respect for money at all. We'll just keep, you know, and it makes you laugh because those same environments will have how to manage your finances, but you can't do the same. It's just, it's almost like it's a piss take, an absolute fucking piss take. Just, yeah, it's just, it's not life, is it? It's not life. It's not life being in a, complaining for almost 2 years and nothing happens. You know, I've had my identity stolen because people have been coming in the house. I've gone to change some details and the person at the post office has put my stuff in a separate bag. It's just, it's really, really disturbing. And, you know, you just question, how far will this go? Or how far has it gone in the past with other people? And, you know, still nobody said anything. You know, seeing someone was talking about Marxism, and Karl Marx talks about, the economy and, like, rich people just living, like, rich people think that poor people are a commodity, so we're just there to make money off. That's it. We're just there to make money off. We're not there for any other purpose other than that. And then you've got, but even he would have to question the fact that you've had 500 million pounds and you haven't made any money out of that. So that's not business. That can't be Marxism, can it? Or is it? I'll have to read up on that. But what's he called? The other one, Adam Smith. He talks about, you know, about businesses. A Wealth of Nations talks about businesses that basically, if they don't make any money, there's no point keep bailing them out the ship. Which is, if you look at Carillion and all those businesses, and if you look at the economy as a whole, that's constantly what's been happening. And I think that that's been possibly one of the problems, that businesses are constantly, well, I don't know about businesses, but I'm just talking about the three that I know. And they're not being allowed. I mean, yeah, they're just, oh yeah. So Adam Smith, he talks about basically just not if a business is doing well and it needs assistance, then yeah, that's fine. But if it's not doing well and it's constantly changing its name and it's then it shouldn't, you're defeating the object of business, is what he's saying, by constantly getting that business out of trouble, because obviously there's something wrong, isn't there? Either the wrong people are managing it or it's just not a viable business. So, yeah, but, you know, we talk about the economy and everything is attached to it and everything. You know, you've got a problem that someone's been going on about for 2 years, and that problem's getting worse because my health is deteriorating. So eventually, at some point, either I will just go and somebody will pretend to be me, or I will stay and I will then have to claim benefits, or somebody will claim those benefits for me. Well, I don't know, you know, this just seems like something that is a reoccurring issue. It seems like something that is a norm. It's called hypernormalization, is what it's called, I think. I didn't watch the video, but I read a little bit about it, and basically it's like all these things that are normal that shouldn't be normal. All these things that are normal that shouldn't be normal. You know, I shouldn't phone the police and then an ambulance come and those people in the ambulance are not ambulance workers. I shouldn't phone the fucking fire brigade and somebody else turns up with the fire brigade and nothing gets done. You know, that's hyper normalization, super hyper normalization, where it's, you know, it's not normal. It's not the way that it should be. And so eventually it starts to cost more money because the problem didn't get dealt with in the beginning. But then in Marxism, his economist thinking is that basically, well, that's what the Marxists want. They want you to be on their ass because you're just there to make money for them to make money. So for you to be in supported accommodation, not being able to look after yourself. And I mean, you know, some of those places you haven't got the support there anyway. But then I suppose that's Marxism as well. You're just there. You're not there to get the help. You're just there for them to live the lavish life, and you know, for them not to be any support, or for you. But yeah. I think the pandemic kind of highlighted how bad that Marxist attitude actually is, and how bad some of these conditions and these environments actually are. And, you know, we're talking about people are stealing other people's IDs just to get away from their own life, you know, their own realities. And there's this thing where you get a new pair of shoes and your life changes. Well, then what happens when those shoes are old and you can't afford a new pair? You're just going through the same cycle, aren't you? Like, I don't know how it, you know, what the outcome of that is, you know. So what happens if today you wear a new pair but tomorrow you don't? And the same two people don't see you. I mean, how does that work? Just past the person, and just it's just a lot of really, really dark psychology. It's really, really, yeah, just a lot of deprivation. And deprivation, just, and you know, and we seem to be going, it seems to be getting worse. How do you tell those people in those communities that you spent £230 million of taxpayers' money, and you've been up in council tax, and what have you been doing with the money? When 93% of those people can't afford to pay their council tax. But then we go into subprime loans, and so how that what they'll do is they'll sell that debt to a debt recovery agency, which they'll probably own, and then they put people on payment plans, and then those payment plans are used to pay mortgages. And so that's how the 2008 boom happened. From what I remember, I read in the book, and that's how loads of landlords and property people lost a load of dough, lost a load of businesses, lost a load of properties, because the interest rates went up. It happened here a couple of months ago. The interest rates went up, and they couldn't afford to pay those mortgages, because obviously. Yeah, it's just, and so that's the type of people, Marxism. That's Marxism. I think that's Marxism, just wanting to keep people down, just keep them, you know, really, really down, mentally deprived, killing each other, literally killing each other. Harming each other and not doing anything about it. So it's almost like watching rats in a cage kill each other and just allowing them to do it. And that's pretty much what goes on in these environments, is that we're just rats in cages, and the people are just allowed to do what they want. Because this is probably not the worst deprivation. There's probably worse places. But that, and everybody, you know, not everybody, but some people all want to get out, and it just starts to get, you know, they want to get away from the life that they've got. They want to, what's the name? And that is ultimately what's going on here. So nothing's changed since the 2000, and the 26th of the 10th 2022, nothing has changed. In fact, my health's got worse. Yeah, it's got worse. Like I said, there's numbness in my hands. So we're talking about grievous bodily harm now, because there is, or actual bodily harm, I can't remember. But yeah, it's pretty grim, if I'm honest. Yeah, it's pretty grim. But, you know, what can you do when the help doesn't help? Anyway, it's the 27th of the 3rd, 2023. And this is Being Perfectly Imperfect. So today is the 28th of the 3rd, 2023. And I've been at home today working. And there's a knock on the door. But to put context into what's happened, there's been this substance that I've been talking about for a while. Anyway, I've been playing the music, hoping that someone would do something about it. Anyway, nobody's done anything about it. So twice in the night, two men claiming to be council workers have rocked up, knocked on at 2 a.m, because that's what you do, said that they're out of hours service. And there's been a complaint about the noise. Anyway, the same, they've sent loads of letters saying that they're going to turn up and they haven't turned up, and have made sure that I'm in for when they turn up, but they've never turned up. Today they turn up four people, allegedly from the council, and two police officers. Well, allegedly police officers. And I'm recording because they're knocking on the door, but normally I wouldn't even answer because I'm working. So I wouldn't answer because I am doing what I should be doing. But they were persistent. Anyway, they said, would I open the door? And I said, no, because you're not council workers. And they said, we are, we're from Manchester City Council. And I said, well, you're not. You're not from the council. You're not council workers. So I'm not answering the door. So they've got a warrant to come in. So they put the warrant through the door. This piece of paper, it's not even a fucking warrant. And they come in, drill a hole through the door, and come in. And the police, he says, the guy says, oh, she's recording. The guy, the police officer, comes in, totally manhandles me, puts me in cuffs, like, and my arm's completely bruised. Just totally, it wasn't even restraining, it was fucking, it was bullying. Like, proper, it wasn't even, he used excessive force. At the end of the day, he isn't an officer and they don't work for the council. I'm telling them, you don't have the right to be in here. You're not invited in. I'm not having you in. They drill a hole through the door and they let themselves in. He's manhandling himself. They're going through, I've blocked the kitchen. He's manhandled me. It's just a fucking joke. I've never seen anything like it before in my absolute life. Absolute life. So six people. So let's say they do work for the council and they are getting paid from taxpayers' money. That six people come for one stereo. Yeah, they haven't come to deal with the situation that someone's pumping shit through this house. They've come to deal with the fact that I'm playing music to make people aware. Yeah? There's loads of people involved. It's obviously the neighbours. It's all stemmed over a fucking bin. Because that's how they carry on. And it's all to do with them. They claim that it isn't, but it is. Because they've got fuck all else to think about. But anyway, that's up to them. And they're just on pieces of paper. They don't even make any fucking sense. And just the fact that you think, just the fact that they're able to do this, it's like, who the fuck runs this city? Do you know what I mean? So he's come and they've taken the stereo. And as he's leaving, he showed me his ring, this little wretch of a fucking joke. I've come outside and took a video of the number plates and posted it on social media. Because I'm not fucking putting up with it. I'm not putting up with it. They took my keys and they haven't changed the locks on the door. Somebody let them in. Somebody in this building let them in. They let them in because the door was shut. I shut the door when I came in. They let them in, left the door off the hook like they normally do, or they let them in. I don't know which one it is, but they didn't buzz because I would have heard them. But anyway, and so, it's Manchester compliance. But the thing is, I'm not complying with fuck all. I'm not complying with fuck all. Whatever happens, happens. but you're going to have a fucking fight on your hand because I'm not bowing down to you and your fuckery. It's just as simple as that. I don't know how this shit can go on. How this shit can go on. People are carrying on with some underhanded fucking fuckery in this community. The fuckery, that's what they are. The fuckery. Not one of them have got any balls to knock on this door and say, what's the problem? There's obviously a fucking problem because nobody plays the music at 2 o'clock in the morning consecutively. Nobody does that. So there's obviously a fucking problem. Yeah? Black people as well. It's a joke. It's a fucking joke. It's a joke. And I'm not putting up with it. So whatever has to happen, fucking happens. But all I know is it won't be happening with me fucking on my knees. On my knees fucking, you know, succumbing to whatever this is. I don't know what everybody else has had to do, but I won't be doing it. I won't be doing it. I'm doing my shit. It's got fuck all to do with anyone else. I am a taxpayer, yeah? I fucking worked all of my life. So all of this people having to whatever that is at the fucking social, I don't fucking know what that is, yeah? But I paid my fucking dues. So that money that I'm getting is my money. That's it. That's what your national insurance is for, and that's what your fucking tax is for, to save you when you're having, when you're sick. Yeah? So I don't know what this fucking is. I don't know what it is. But I won't be bowing down to their fucking bullshit. It's just as simple as that. Yeah? They want to hide behind the houses and be in the little fucking shitty little fucking WhatsApp groups chatting shit instead of doing something productive with their lives. That's up to them. Yeah? But I'm just here trying to do my own thing. That should be all right, but they're not all right with it because they're busy bastards. That's what they do. I can see it. Busy bastards walking up and down. It was me. Nobody fucking gives a fuck who it was, okay? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Yeah, you bullying bastards. That's all you are. You bullying bastards. That's it. That's what this is. It's bullying. It's not gangsterism. It's not whatever you think it is. It's fucking bullying. And you're not bullying me. That's it. So however this works out, just know I am not being bullied by you. By none of you. So you can stop my money. Can do whatever you want. But just know you're going to have to go to the fucking depths. Depths. But you're not fucking bullying me. So today is the 28th of the 3rd, 2023. And so this is the second recording of the day. COVID is in the next building, route flat 7. And the substance has started. So I'm not hopeful about getting any proper sleep tonight, but I'm not gonna say, I'm gonna leave this recording open, so as the night progresses I'll just record what's going on, because at some stage someone has to identify that there's a problem within this community, that there's just a massive problem. Somebody has to identify that, and somebody's going to have to address that issue at some point, I'm guessing. Well, I'm hoping. So yeah, we'll just have to kind of wait and see what happens. You know, you could sit here and cry about what's going on. To be honest, I'm just a bit like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Like, the potential that some people could be dealing with this on a regular basis is a lot to understand. Like, there's women out there that are just on a whole new level of bullying. And I struggle to understand, like, I just struggle to understand why. Yeah, I just struggle to understand why. Yeah, I just genuinely struggle to understand why. I mean, I struggle to understand why a man would go out of his way to harass a woman that he doesn't even know, and carry on in a way. I struggle to understand that as well, but you know, not everything is to be understood. You know, there's loads of things that have been going on that I've become privy to that people carry on in different ways, like, and hold grudges and go out of the way to hurt other people. Like, I just, yeah, you know, I've been accustomed to holding a grudge myself, but I'm holding a grudge. I'm possibly not talking to you again, and I'm carrying on with my life. End of. You know, as far as going out of my way to fucking make your life a living hell, I'm not sure I'd do that. But, you know, I'm not questioning other people's motives. You know, everybody's got a reason for doing everything that they do. I'm coming to understand that. And whether I understand it or not, it is what it is. But slowly but surely, you get to a point where you just don't want to talk to anyone, because you can't, because unless you are on their level or they're on your level, then you could quite easily say something to somebody that offends them, and they are in this non-verbal fucking communication fuckery, and don't tell you that you've upset them. Hold that for how many X amount of years, and then make it their business to make your life a fucking living hell, when all they needed to say is, I didn't like what you said, or I didn't like what you said, and I don't want to talk to you again. End of fucking chat. But this is just a little bit fucking different for me. Like, yeah, it just is. But again, I don't really need to understand other people's motives. The people are doing what they're doing, and they've got their own reasons for doing that. That it is what it is. You know, some people have not come from the same space, haven't come from, had the same kind of, I don't know, motivations. Like, I don't know, maybe some people have and they're still the same way. I don't fucking know. I don't know. But I just know that it's just a little bit fucking, it's just, you know, I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, it's just fucking weird. it's just absolutely weird. And yeah, it's just absolutely weird. But you know, we live and we learn about life. And and I just think that if half of these things, but I suppose if nobody's saying that you've pissed them off, then you can't kind of nip it in the bud, can you? You can't resolve the situation, or, you know, understand where that person's coming from and try and get that person any help. Because if nobody's talking, because you're not allowed, you can't say anything, then, you know, you're never going to get to the fucking bottom of it, are you? So it's just absurd. It's like, so I would much rather not engage or not be a part of the circle, or because you'd be living on you'd be living on pins, but it just doesn't seem, that doesn't seem to work either. That doesn't seem, that seems to be a problem as well. So it just, for me, everything around this situation just seems like it's always going to be a problem. I think that not just this situation, but other situations, it, you know, it's always going to escalate to this, because nobody knows how to say anything. They fester over it. They want to say something, but they don't. And it festers, and it becomes so much more than it needs to be. And it results in shit like this, bullying, because that's all it is. It's just bullying. They can call it whatever they want, but that's what it is. It's bullying. And, you know, when an adult, I mean, when a child bullies, then, you know, that's equally as worse. But when an adult's bullying, a big people are carrying on with fuckery for no reason, then, you know, there's problems, isn't there? There's major problems that need addressing across a whole range of things, because it, you know, it just, you know, your own, I don't know, but it's not good, is it? It's not good, you know, that it's not good that you think it's all right to do that over nonsense, over nothing. It's just, it, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons why I kind of like, I'm just like, this doesn't seem, you know, I don't know. I can only take it understand it is what I mean to say, understand it and respond to it. How, because I you know, I said it, it's just fucking nonsense for me. It's fuckery. And so I can, some people can surmise with it and just go along with it. But right now, until I kind of understand where this fuckery is coming from, and like, you know, I can only respond how I respond, and that's it. I think some of these people are really, really childish, very, very childish. And I mean, one of the ones that come today, he's not of a normal, two of them two are not of a normal, like, in their head, they are the council. I don't know if they've worked for the council before or what, but in their head, they are the council. They work for the council. Gorton is the council in their head. They run that. That is City of Manchester. They run it. In their head, they are that they're Greater Manchester Police. They are the police, and they're the core of this city, or the vicinity. So in their head, that, and you know, I don't know. I don't know. It's just really, really hard to fathom. I think I'm just in shock that people carry on this way. That I think, yeah, like, and truly believe it. Yeah, I think that's but you know, another theory came to my mind, whether it's true or not, that they're the people that have been coming in the flat. Not only them, but possibly mainly them, and they needed to put themselves in here. They needed to put themselves in. So they were here, they've been in, and this was the day that they were in. And so any evidence of them being here would be because of that. That's the theory. I could be fucking wrong. And, you know, I know that they're listening, so, you know, I'll probably just give them a fucking... But that kind of sprung to mind. But, yeah, just... It just seems like it's an ongoing thing, and they've been doing it for a long time, and they've been getting away with it for a long time, that it's what's it called, super normalization, hyper normalization, that it's just normal for you to pretend that you're the council. But then I suppose there's people working in the council that don't even fucking work there. So what do you do? Don't work there. Are making decisions about people's lives, and they don't even work there. They shouldn't even have the information that they've got. So what do you do? So maybe they are the people that are running Manchester City Council. Who knows? Who knows? But it's an odd situation. Yeah, it's an odd situation that you can literally tell everybody about it and nothing's happened. It's just bizarre. It's just bizarre how these people think. Like, you know, even if they don't like people, that is for sure. They don't like people. You know, if you've got no money, you're not even in a fucking class for them. That's how they think. That's what they're like. That's why they'll do anything to own the cars, to have that nice house, to be in that circle, to do anything. Because without that, they're nothing. Nothing. Mentally, they're nothing. That is everything for them. And these social norms and the ring and the lights on and all that kind of fuckery, that gives them, that empowers them to feel as though that without that, they're literally mentally they're nothing. And you know, that is the reality. And if you haven't got that, then you're nothing as well. And they'll make, and people, what I've noticed people do is they're quite happy to make you feel as though you're nothing, to make themselves feel better about only having a little bit. I think that's why there's so many, like, you know, yeah, people are just, it's just bizarre. It's just, instead of just being happy, What I've found, I could be wrong, I've found that if you're just yourself, then most people will gravitate towards that anyway. But when you're trying and you're going out of your way, I mean, fake it till you make it and all that. If people just accept people for who they are, then they just get a better insight of what is. But, you know, that's a fucking ideal world, isn't it? But this whole, like... You know, you're nobody if you've got no money and you've got debt and you've got this, you've got that. What the fuck has that got to do with you anyway? Half of these fuckers living on credit anyway. You know, we'll just have to see how that we'll just have to see how that fucking materializes. I've got two messages today, so I'm guessing that you know, that whole thing about messaging people because you've got fuck all else to do, that's gonna start. But we'll just have to see how that kind of pans out. I know. Ain't nobody got no time for that. Yeah, just yeah, just have to just have to see. You know, it's I suppose it's easier to make someone else feel like shit than it is to direct your shit at the people who need it directing at, like your Manchester City Councils and your GMCA and all those other fuckery companies that make out like they're doing something for the communities and they're not doing fuck all. I suppose it's easier to direct your fucking shit on somebody else instead of directing it on the people that are fucking making you feel like nothing, because, you know, I can't stress that enough. You are nothing to these people, literally nothing. They couldn't give a fuck about you. And, you know, that is the reality of this situation. They don't give a fuck. Don't care at all. Not one bit do they care. So I suppose it's easier to direct and make yourself feel big by making somebody else feel small and trying to grind other people down to nothing than it would be to turn around and say, you know what, I'm fucking sick of the council, I'm sick of, and I don't want to have to do blah and da-da-da-da-da. I suppose it's easier to not fight them as a collective, but to fight other people, because all they're doing is letting everybody fight each other while they're just fucking having the time of their life. Which, you know, fair play to them. Fair play to them. Why not? You know, you've got situations like this that, you know, people could be challenging their energy into something more positive, like campaigning to not pay so much fucking council tax because you live in a fucking shithole and none of it is, you know, it doesn't even fucking stand up to any of the fucking building regulations. There's no fucking plans, so they shouldn't be charging you fucking anything anyway. But, you know, you can't reason with the unreasonable. You know, they're gonna come at you. They're gonna keep coming and they're gonna keep coming. So, you know, the only thing I can do is just deal with the situations as they arise and keep speaking my truth and keep trying to just find a way to fucking deal with the situation. I think I'm just in shock, just in genuine shock that people, I've got nothing better to do. Yeah. I've got nothing better to do. But, you know, it is what it is. It's what it is. So anyway, it's the 28th of the 3rd, 2023. And yeah, let's see what happens tonight. Oh, it kind of stopped now, but it might come back. We'll see.